According to recent reports, the facility's scientists have identified 16,280 individual sets of remains, people murdered in the name of a nation. When I think about what a nation is, I remember the morgue. I remember the dead had a heart. But most of all, I remember that smell.
Tonight's essay was presented by Michael Goldfarb. It was a Wise Buddha production for BBC Radio 3 and first broadcast in June last year.
Celebrating British music this June on BBC Radio 3. And the opening night of the 2013 Aldeburgh Festival, with a masterpiece by the festival's founder, Benjamin Britten's Peter Grimes. A concert performance of Peter Grimes, conducted by leading Britten interpreter Stuart Bedford. Radio 3, live in concert from Aldeburgh. Friday night at 7.15 on BBC Radio 3.
And now, Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Thank you very much, James. And we have a night filled with voodoo funk from Benin, Gwyneth Herbert, Esme Redchapofa, Trio Medieval, so much music and so little time. Now, I'm told that in Yoruba, alafia means happiness and open paths. That's a good way to sum up the inner meaning of Late Junction in my book, which means that a Brazilian band called Alafia is a very good band to kick off tonight with. They're happily following the open paths of funk and candomblé. This is Ela e Favela.
Segue a milimétrica, ética do cor. Do nosso lar, vai pelos becos sem goela. Não dá mole a Kojak, já que tá. Melhor é fica naquela, se conhece o destaque. De quem bom dia é a cavalo da futurista no futrica, no buchicho, cê não acha nada dela. Delícia favela, cara de grau do escadão, quem não sabe gela. Céu por cima, se aproxima. Favela de fé, de ferro, de água, de mágoa, lagoa, de lágrima. À espera da notícia boa, sob a benção da garoa. Qualquer pessoa que possa somar, se pá, perdoar, doar. Ela é favela, quem quer que doa?
Ela é favela, ela é favela, ela é favela. Ela é favela, ela é favela, ela é favela. Ela é favela, é favela, ela é favela. Ela é favela, ela é favela, ela é favela.
Nobre não aristocrática, mesmo no asfalto é telúrica. Se auto-socorre, córrego carrega tudo que não serve mais. O embaçado é que às vezes volta atrás. A tona, a mecha dos demais, deu a cota. Desce em escolta, longe de escuta. Dispensa, espreita, tá esperta. Meio que já sabe onde é que vai acabar. Favela de pó, conta na mão. Tem com quem contar, confia, demora. Não tem motivo pra não ser assim. Não quer saber de babado, sim, do pé do moi. Pra não deixar azedar, malícia favela. Pode olhar, não vem medir, encarar. Nem patroa ali, é cara coroa. Preparada pra notícia má. Favela não reclama à toa.
Ela é favela, ela é favela, ela é favela. Ela é favela, ela é favela, ela é favela. Ela é favela, é favela, ela é favela. Ela é favela, ela é favela, ela é favela.
O seu pipa aterriza no coração.
Talk about, you know, that ideology at this point. And it has to be an ideology of revolutionary nationalism. See, this country fosters the idea of competitive individualism. In other words, you know, like he divides people. He divides. He tells you, be an individual, do your own thing. You cannot do your own thing if your own thing is not the right thing. You cannot do your own thing. You have to understand, one of the most counter-revolutionary things that came out last year was the whole slogan of do your own thing. This is what black people have been doing for years. Now, if your own thing does not happen to be the thing that's right for the struggle, then it's incorrect. You can't do your own thing. See, people run around here talking about, I'm going to do my own here. The junkies standing on the corner nod and say, I let you do your thing, let me do my thing.
Friends and neighbors, that's the goal. Hand in hand, that's the goal. All the world's goal.
Ornette Coleman, truly living the early 70s lower Manhattan loft scene with friends and neighbours, recorded live at his own Prince Street loft in 1970. Ornette was on violin, alto and trumpet, you could clearly hear that violin, Charlie Hayden on bass, Dewey Redman on tenor and Ed Blackwell on drums. And before that, you heard A-Trap Brown on the politics of doing your own thing. Talking of which, it's time for you to do your own thing. We'd like some summer night tweets to Lake Junction. Tweet at BBC Radio 3, email us lake.junction@bbc.co.uk and text, if you wish, 83111. Now, here's another recording of a live performance. This one was made last year in London. You'll hear the Cape Verdean Billie Holiday voice of Carmen Zouza, and she's joined in a duo by her bass player Theo Pascal. Mane Corazon, See in My Heart. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, that's what I call a guitar solo. Oren Ambaci with Corkscrew from his Grapes from the Estate album, now 9 years old. And yes, that piece was created using only electric guitars. And you can see Oren Ambaci live at Café Otto on June the 12th. Oh, and by the way, I should have said last night, Café Otto this Saturday, the 8th of June, Colleen will be on. I played her last night. I've put that right now, though. So, tweeters, there are lots coming in. Chris Easingwood says, live radio's what it's all about. David Shepherd says, loving Lake Junction, especially the Ornette Coleman track. Del says, time for a bit of Lake Junction. One good thing about working nights. And Jack Chambers is ignoring the lure of huge post-exam student revelry to listen to us. Very wise, very wise. And has anybody out there got advice for musicians? If so, tweet us at BBC Radio 3, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And I'm talking about the kind of advice that the New York cab driver gave to a musician asking how to get to Carnegie Hall. Just practice. Now, here's two acts who follow the advice for sure. In a moment, the fusion of R&B vocalist and classically trained violinist that is Marquise Tolliver. He astonished us live at Latitude a couple of years ago. See what you think of Canaan from his debut CD, Land of Canaan. But first, the Galilee Singers from 1940, well known for being so well practiced they could wrap up four different songs in a 90-minute recording session, including a selection of alternate versions of each number. Motherless Child, When Mama's Gone.
Well, the motherless child have a mighty hard time when the mama's gone. Don't she go. The motherless child sure has been hard when mama's gone. Yeah, she's gone. They just run from door to door. Don't know where to go. Motherless child sure has been hard when mama's gone. Don't she go. Motherless child really has it hard when mama's gone. Lord, she's gone. Motherless child really has it hard when mama's gone. Yeah, she's gone. They just run from door to door. Not know where to go. Motherless child sure has it hard when mama's gone. Lord, she gone. Didn't they promise those helpless children when mama was dying, Lord's soul was dying? They say we will treat your children kind. Yes, so kind. Just as soon as she lay buried, locked in her grave, yes, they drove those helpless children away from their door. Lord, what a pity. Motherless child sure has been hard when mama's gone. Yes, yeah, she's gone. Motherless child sure has been hard when mama's gone. Lord, she's gone. They just run from door to door. Don't know where to go. Motherless child sure has been hard when mama's gone. Lord, have mercy. I've had trouble. Lord, I've had trouble since mama's gone. Lord's soul's gone. Yes, I've been viewed. I've been scorned on every hand. Yes, my Lord. Just as soon as I meet mother, not in the sky. Yes, we'll sing, not we'll shine. We'll shake their hands, don't have mercy. Motherless child sure has it hard when mama's gone, Lord's soul's gone. Motherless child has it hard when mama's gone. Yeah, she's gone. They just run from door to door. Not know where to go. Mother's child sure has it hard when mama's gone.
Oh, Cayman, sweet Cayman, I am
Recorded around 40 years ago on a Nagra reel-to-reel recorder with a couple of mics at a house party in Cotonou, Benin. That was Ne rien voir, dire entendre, something like nothing to see, to hear or to say, and it was by Orchestra Polyritmo de Cotonou, and it's from a second volume of rarities unearthed by the Analog Africa label, which they call the Skeletal Essences of Voodoo Funk. Great name. Thanks for the advice to musicians that's coming in. Eddie Duggan has tweeted, here's some advice, travel by night and trust no one. And I would think that probably that advice was taken up by Charlie Patton, who we're going to hear quite soon singing Circle Round the Moon, which is from 1929. But before that, here's Aida Nadim with Iraqi Folk. Thank you.
she sung up and do. She nanga ni sung up and do. She nanga ni sung up and do. She
nanga ni sung up and do. She nanga ni sung up and do.
She nanga ni sung up and do.
She nanga ni sung up and do.
She nanga ni sung up and do.
She nanga ni sung up and do.
Shangan on Lake Junction, now you're talking. That's what Time Machine tweeted in, and he's quite right. That was Shangan music, new wave dance music from South Africa. Those were the Shetsha boys, Pfundia's daughter, Nwamfundla. And you could still hear the Mbakanga roots of that in the vocals and in the bass line. Great music. Now, for over 30 years after the end of World War II, Tito's Yugoslavia was giving its Roma, Gypsy people a platform and a voice. And there's a new compilation of the music from those days just out, Stand Up People. From it, we're going to hear from the king of Yugoslav Roma music. He was always a much-loved bad boy, a bit like Charlie Patton, who we heard earlier. Shaban Bajmarmovic, free spirit. He learnt to read and to play music while he was in prison. And now he's a big star. And here he is with a tune called Bells Are Ringing, Kada Zvone Zvone.
Yeah.
supremely infectious and indeed irresistible. That landed on the mat, I think, yesterday morning, and it skipped straight into tonight's Late Junction. Test Drive by Eat Lights Become Lights from their new album Modular Living. And that album's a journey filled with forward motion, well worth listening to. My producer's saying it's krautrock. It's almost Baroque krautrock, I think. Now, this is Celebrating British Music Month on BBC Radio 3. The month is June, of course, and we've got three pieces coming up. I've got some 14th century English motet from an anonymous source, actually, and it's being played, being performed by Trio Medieval, followed by a solo viola piece by London Sinfonietta's Paul Silverthorne at the viola. It's Veneer by Edmund Finnis. And after that, we're back to Trio Medieval for an Ivan Moody composition called Words of the Angel.
Yeah.
A modern resurrection motet with some wondrous extreme singing. Ivan Moody's Words of the Angel, performed by Trio Medieval. And before that, a dazzling piece for solo viola. Edmund Finnis's Veneer, performed by Paul Silverthorne from the London Sinfonietta. And by the way, both of the pieces that you just heard were performed by the artist for whom the pieces were originally written. Here's a track from Marcus Popp's Oval. It's from his 2010 CD, O, about which he said, "After years of dissection and denial, I wanted to try making real music for a change, real instruments and real voice." Now, if you know whose, let me know. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Whose is this voice? It's very haunting. Anyway, here's Featurette by Oval.
Thank you. lost in the quicksand, shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand, sink slowly, not take flight, let silence take us at daylight, take a deep breath as we go, as we go.
Yeah, that was Drip from the album that we're featuring all week on Lake Junction, Gwyneth Herbert's The Sea Cabinet. It's an infectious song suite. On that track, she was joined by Fiona Bevan on vocals. And when the thing goes out on tour, well, they've got a poet on attachment. And that poet is Heidi James, and she's coming in here tomorrow night, and she'll be doing some poetising alongside our final selection from the album. And we'll also give you full details about where it's touring in June. It is a fine project. Before that, B, from another concept album, which is out this week, Bounty by Am I Who Am I? That's easy to say. And they refuse to play live shows. They actually match each of their tracks with a new video. It's a sort of an experiment in visual arts with music on the side. And the results are collected on Bounty. And by the way, we've solved that mystery about who was singing on the Oval track. It was Agustin Albreu, because, in fact, it was from an album called Kaleidoscopia. They took an old album out to Brazil and got new vocalists to sing on them. That's Marcus Popp. Clever man. Which leaves me no time to say anything except here's a final tune for Lake Junction for tonight, and it's another track from Stand Up People. It's the turn of the Queen of the Yugoslav Roma, Ejma Redzepova, and the tune is called De Devin, St. George's Day, St. George's Day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tweeting. Good night.
Na Đurđevdan, na Đurđevdan, ah, ah, ah. Volim igru pesmu tvoju na Đurđevdan. Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. The day just starting, the 6th of June, is Sweden's National Day, and I'm going to be celebrating with a range of Swedish composers and performers. In these first 2 hours, I'm drawing on concerts from last autumn by the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. Daniel Harding is the orchestra's music director, and they ring up the curtain with Dvorak's concert overture Othello. Between Rossini's and Verdi's operas, as well as a symphonic poem by his compatriot Fibich, Dvorak heard plenty of other treatments of Shakespeare's story, which may be why he considered renaming his Othello overture with less specific titles, such as Tragic or even Eroica.